people in downtown Salt Lake City had differing views on the former Utah governor, who ushered in a flat tax, brought companies into Utah to create jobs through tax breaks, stood up for environmentalists and the LGBT community, and then resigned in August of 2009 to accept President Barack Obama's appointment as U.S. ambassador to China. Kurt Froer says Huntsman's centrist politics will help him get the nod.
He was a good governor. I think he had good policies, pretty mainstream, you know, down the middle. I think most people want to, you know, nobody too far to the right, nobody too far to the left. And that's where John Huntsman is. Romney might be a little bit too far to the right.
Mindy Mordew disagrees. She says this will actually keep Huntsman out of the White House. When asked whether Huntsman has a chance, she says,
not in hell.
And why not?
Actually, I think he makes almost too much sense. I think even though most of the country is middle of the road isn't who votes.
Brent Ivey says the former governor's politics will likely impress voters, but maybe not the GOP.
People aren't that happy with Obama's performance, and they're scared to death of the right wing. I think he's got a good chance if he can paint himself as a moderate and get through the Republican committee. I think that's his biggest hurdle.
Freshman Utah Senator Mike Lee, who used to work for Huntsman, says he hasn't developed a feel for any of the candidates enough to consider an endorsement. Lee says he's not sure yet whether Huntsman is conservative enough to win the GOP nod.
Conservative is conservative does. It's hard to say whether a candidate is sufficiently conservative as I would see it until you see what kind of platform he has, which I haven't seen yet.
Lee adds that he's not going to rely on Huntsman's record as Utah governor.
There are enough differences between state power and federal power that it really is very difficult to read into his record as governor what kind of presidential candidate he's going to be.
Melvin Nimer, president of Log Cabin Republicans of Utah, says Huntsman falls very much in line with the group's pro-LGBT platform. He says Huntsman has been a friend of the group for years and, as governor of Utah, supported Equality Utah's Common Ground Initiative as well as same-sex civil unions. He adds Huntsman is also sufficiently fiscally conservative enough for the job.
In a much more logical way than possibly some of the other ultra-conservative candidates, there's got to be a fine balance between what government gets involved in and what it stays out of. John Huntsman understands that quite well.
Utah voters will get their next chance to interact with their former governor next Tuesday, according to the Salt Lake Tribune. He was scheduled to come Friday, but postponed the trip. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.